Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Exquisical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. I'm not sure why I sound English at the top of today's pod, but I do. Hello, Luca Muller.
Hello, Stephen Fry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes. Are you a Stephen Fry fan? Do you what sort of element of Stephen Fry are you biggest fan of? Because he's got his books, he's got his, you know, quizzy TV shows, he's got his improv back in the day.
I would say I am a Stephen Fry fan. I loved QI back in the day when it was on ABC. I would watch that.
Yeah. When
so
I was hosted by a man, back when I was hosted by a man, prefer that.
And then for some reason I stopped watching.
Around M.
Right. Not giving a fuck at all. but I think I've found him progressively more annoying as I've grown older, to be honest.
Yeah.
As I do with most sort of like, you know, vocal atheists or whatever, which is hard because it's something I agree with, but geez, they're annoying.
It's true. They sort of become more sort of right on as they get older.
Yeah.
When they're young, they're fine having fun.
Yeah.
And then they get old and atheist like.
Yeah, and they're very, very crotchety, always picking arguments, always angry at people. I don't know. But in general,
you prefer vocal Christians?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. They're a more placid group.
They're trying to save me. Atheists want me to feel bad. Christians want me to go to heaven forever.
We have a brains trust here to help save you with the quiz today.
Thank God.
Pretty good segue, wasn't it? Would you like to meet them now?
Yes, please.
First of all, we have actually from Frankston, one of Frankston's best boys. It's a very good boy. It's hello to Prick.
Oh, good to be here.
Hello, Prick. Thanks for helping me out at the quiz today.
You are welcome, Luke Gomala.
How do you spell a prick? Is that your given name at birth? Is that what your parents?
Yes, it was given to me by my two parents, Mr. Prick and Mrs. Prick. Spelled P-R-I-C-C-C.
P-R-I-C-C-C.
Yes.
And so that's Mr. and Mrs. Prick, and it's your and your prick.
We're all pricks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you have a first name as well, or is it sort of like Madonna?
I'm like Madonna in just the way that I have one name.
Yes.
I'm definitely not like Madonna in any other way. I want to be very clear about that.
Oh, you're not a Madonna fan?
No. It's a lot of noise, isn't it?
Mm.
Fair play to her. And what she's been doing for so many years.
Yes, fair play to Madonna.
Yes, she works very hard. But no, I am the opposite to Madonna in every single way.
Well, Frankston is, I would actually describe Frankston as the opposite of Madonna in every single way too.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
How are you doing down there on the peninsula? Are you, are you going to school? Have you got yourself a little job at Red Rooster, something like that?
I go to school, yes. I'm at TAFE. Yes, learning how to build all sorts of lovely, lovely things for all my friends.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I've actually bought many things here for you guys today, actually.
Oh, I think you got yourself a box there. What's in the box?
Yes, well, let's see what's in here. Whoop. I actually build blindfolded, so I don't even know what's in here.
Oh, that's exciting.
What a skill.
Okay, so this is a pile of something for you, Luca.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Yes. Here it is.
A pile of something you've got there, Luca.
Sit on it. Put it down. Put it up somewhere. Have it. It's yours.
So thank Prick you so is much, here Prick. To help you with the quiz.
Thank you, Prick. I can't wait. This is you're a tremendous builder. Mr. and Mrs. Prick must be very proud.
Oh, they're listening in. Hello, hello, Mum and Dad.
Hello,
thankfully,
to the
Prick is not the only person on the Brains Trust for you today. We also have here for you a girl dad.
Oh,
it's a big hello to Daryl Slop.
Oh, hello. Hello, Corin. Hello, Luca. Hello, Prick.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, Maya. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Again.
Yeah, yes. Prick's actually my nephew.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He is a real good boy.
So have you married in or are you Daryl Slop Prick?
Oh, no. Married in, absolutely. No. I will not
the Slops and the Pricks.
The Slops and the Pricks are, they're wonderful, wonderful companion families that...
Yeah, they do go together, don't they?
They do go together, yeah. A little bit like shala, shala, la, ding, da, dong. That's a Grease reference, and I know a lot about musical theatre because I'm a girl dad, as you mentioned. I've got three beautiful daughters. I've got Shelby, Shelly, and, of course, the youngest, Shelf. But we're a big nickname family, so.
And do they take Slop or Prick?
They take Slop. Okay. Yeah. We're like the Kardashians, you know, double S. We love
the alliteration. The usual themes.
Yeah. Just like the Kardashians. Absolutely. And so you're down at in Frankston as well?
Oh no, we've actually moved. We've actually moved into the city. I'm actually
in the CBD, in Melbourne CBD.
A big bad CBD boy, actually.
To
at
be
the
closer
moment.
To the musical theatre.
To be closer to the music, the girls, they love the Arts Centre, they love the Spiral, you know, Melbourne's very own Eiffel Tower. And my eldest Shelby is trying to get into the VCA Performing Arts, course. And so I said, Dal, we're going to do everything that we can. We're going to get as close to all the theatres as humanly possible so that you can achieve your dreams.
Yeah, great. And so is the intake's based on proximity to theatre, is it, at VCA?
Well, that's what I've heard. My ability to research is limited to word of mouth. I'm actually afraid of the internet. So I refuse to look up anything else. And I just assumed, you know, how better to get somewhere than by being there already, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I tell her, stand out the side of the building every day and surely someone will see you. And if you're singing a tune, you know, just someone will hear and you'll get a place. Mm-hmm. She said that there's some kind of application process, but I told her, you know, screen's the devil, so let's not... Let's not do that.
So two well-researched members on the Brains Trust here for today, Luca, to help out.
I'm excited for the three of us to take on this quiz, Prick and Daryl.
Question number one. What animal is the national animal of Scotland?
Ooh.
What animal is the national animal of Scotland? We were just in Scotland.
We were just there.
We were there for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yes, we were. Did you have a nice time?
I had a great time.
That's good.
What did I see? Did I see any animals there? I don't think I did.
There's very
rats.
Few.
I saw rats around. There was a lot of bins.
Yeah, there was a bin strike. I don't know if that made it over here. But yeah, big mess. Big messes over there. Saw a couple of rats scurrying around. Mm. Didn't see much else. Maybe some little birdies or anything. I think I actually know the answer to this to this question.
Loch Ness?
Oh, yeah. Is it the monster?
Could be the monster.
I think... Well, do you guys want to have a guess? Do you have any input on this before I throw an answer out there? What is Scotland? What are they known for?
Do you have a national animal of Frankston?
Yeah. What sort of stuff you got down there?
Well, we got very good falafel down in Franks, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
So we have a little flag there with some pitters on there and stuff. There's Scotland. Have you been to Scotland?
No, but I've always wanted to.
Is Slop a Scottish name? What's the origin of Slop?
Slop, it's based after gruel, so it's actually, it's British. It's the original Oliver Twist books were the originating place where my family name came from.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Very, we love R.I.P. the Queen, of course.
Quite a ride. Do you reckon it's a unicorn, Luca?
I think it's a unicorn. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a unicorn.
Yeah, I think it's a unicorn as well.
Wow.
Question number two. Name the five Bronte sisters. Name the five Bronte sisters.
Goodness
sisters.
Gracious me.
You're good at naming sisters, Daryl.
Yeah. Look, if I was to have two more girls, you know, there would be five and they would be Shelly, Shelby, Shelf, Ledge and...
away maybe, from the alliteration.
Well, yeah. Now the thematically I'm going with, you know, Ledge bookcase.
And there'd be an age gap, wouldn't there?
Oh, of course.
So it's like you can sort of show that there's an age gap by you've got the three shushes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you got Ledge and bookshelf, did you say?
Absolutely. New generation. Yeah, only consonants.
And Shelf is sort of the bridging name between those two groups.
Yeah, totally.
If you were a Bronte parent and you were aiming for alliteration, so we've got five sisters.
Yeah.
What would you call them?
Well, I feel like one of them's Emily.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I would say, the extent of my certainty.
Uh-huh.
But if we are going with my method, what are other E names? We've got Emily, we've got Emma, we've got Emmeline, we've got Eloise, and we've got, what's another E name that
Eileen.
It could be? Eileen. Nice. There we go. Come on, sneaky. Eileen. Come
on. you've definitely got Emily. I feel like you've got Charlotte. Is that right? I think there's a Charlotte. You got an Emily and a Charlotte. What sort of fits into this group of names, prick?
Fandango. Porsche. And Macaroni Doo-Doo.
I reckon we looked that in. Emily, Charlotte, Fandango, Porsche.
Emmy,
and what's Fandango. The pronunciation on the last one, sorry?
Fashuni Doo-Doo.
You don't think Sled your bookcase? You don't think those slot in?
No. I think they'll be very popular names maybe in the future, but I know that the Brontes are from deep in the past.
You're a smart man.
Yeah.
All right, we'll lock in Emily, Charlotte, Fandango, Porsche, and Fashuni Doo-Doo.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Question number 3. Montezuma, White Winter Hymnal, and Helplessness Blues are all songs by which band originally featuring Father John Misty on the drums?
Oh goodness. Oh.
There's a few clues in there for you. Which American band that originally featured Father John Misty on the drums has the songs Montezuma, White Winter Hymnal, and Helplessness Blues?
Jeez.
What's on the tunes down in Frankston? Do you listen to the local, do you listen to like Triple J, or you have like a local radio station that you like to listen to in Frankston?
Yes, we have our local station, yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Which I love to go
3FR, out. 3FR, I think, is it?
3FR, yes. Mm-hmm. I love
What's
to go.
What stand for?
3FR, 3 Fs, 3 Rs.
No worries.
No worries. Yeah.
Wow.
We're all about hanging out. Yep. Down in so Frankston. It's the noise you make when you're hanging out.
Yeah. In Frankston anyway, yeah.
So
you listen to that, that's great. Do they have a breakfast show on that station?
They got breakfast, they got lunch, they got dinner, they're very
all
good.
The meals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I love going in there. They really help me out. Yeah. They got
oh, you actually
buffet.
Go into the radio station.
Yeah, they have a buffet.
Oh, they have a buffet there.
I go in, yeah.
Yeah, you interned, didn't you?
Yeah, I interned there, yeah. Go in there all the time, just saying hello to the guys, you know, keeping morale up. And all that. So, yeah.
So you're like a cheerleader.
I'm like a cheerleader.
Do you have a costume down there for 3FR?
Oh, my costume, mate. My costume. I'm being honest, mate. My costume is
like
just
a mascot.
Optimism, positivity, and just a good laugh. You know what I mean? That's I don't put on a silly costume. I don't put on a silly voice or anything like that. I go and I say, you guys are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for them.
It's good. It's good positivity.
That's the feedback they need. Yeah.
That's the feedback they need.
Well, radio stations rarely get feedback. So it's good to have someone.
Every segment I'm going in saying, that was a good one. Another good one.
Yeah.
Nailed it again.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Just in there because they can't hear me on the mics.
Do you have a dream to one day sort of get on the mic, you know, graduate from just cheering on the broadcasters to actually being a broadcaster?
Well, that's the dream, you know. Like my uncle here taught me, if you want to do something, just go there and be there.
Absolutely.
So I'm going there and I'm making the noise and I'm cheering them on.
Bloody good boy, mate.
And one day they'll just say, come on in.
They'll say, come on in.
Oh, so you've never actually been in yet?
No, I'm just kind of outside. You can kind of, it's a bit of an obscured view, but you can see the studio from out in the alleyway. And I stand there and I go, good one there, guys.
Yeah.
And they say, thanks, mate. And I'm not really harming anyone, so I think it's okay.
No, absolutely. Right. You're doing a good job and you're making yourself seen and heard. And one day you'll be motivational speaking for the radio itself.
Oh, that's big praise from you, Uncle.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'll see it.
Daryl, I imagine that the stereo in the car is probably full of musical songs at the moment because the girls are wanting them.
Absolutely.
But before the girls took over the stereo in the car, what was playing? What was the music of choice in your, I want to say, Toyota Hilux?
Well, read me like a book, Karen. Wow. It's good to be seen. I, of course... Like I said, technology does scare me, so yeah. I do not go any further than CD-ROMs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got a CD-ROM in the car?
Got a CD-ROMs. All the girls must burn their original Broadway cast musical soundtracks onto CDs in order to be played in the car.
5-disc stacker.
Oh, yeah, man. We upgraded everything. We upgraded everything to the best of our abilities.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, I'm just actually a hardcore Hanson fan.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I resonate with my girls in that way. I love pop, punk, slash, just straight boy band pop.
Siblings.
Siblings, you know? And that's really the extent of me. Before that, I didn't listen to music because I did associate it with technology, and as you're aware, that scares the living bejesus out of me.
Yeah, okay. I guess Hanson is an option available to you.
I might go for Hanson. I feel like I know the real answer somewhere deep down in my brain, but it's not accessible to me right now. So I'm happy to lock in Hanson.
All right, I'll put Hanson. Question number four.
Father John Hanson.
Yeah. Wow, maybe.
Along with Greece, which country has never missed a modern day Olympics?
Wow, you're the Greece expert, Daryl. Oh. Or is that a different spelling?
It's a different spelling, but it's same principle.
Right.
And as we are aware, I do have a big old fat truck that I drive, fat with a PH. I think you might actually know this one better than I will, prick.
Yeah.
Are you into sports? Do you do sports at school, prick?
Oh, well, you know, being a good guy is a bit of a sport. Being a good boy, being a pleasant person to be around, that's a bit of a sport.
Mm-hmm. In its own way.
Yeah.
It's not truly a sport though, is it? I'm thinking more like sort of jogging or javelin or football. Football's popular.
Football, wrestling, canoeing, archery, shot put. Yeah. Hurdles, 400 metres, 800 metres, 1500 metres.
And then sort of in addition to that, you could be a good boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is pretty rare to be an athlete and a good boy, but
that's true.
You could be one of the first.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. Well, look, all the sports boys were very scary at school. I must say, they'd have parties all the time, you know, they'd be saying, come over, my parents aren't in. I'd say, that sounds terrifying. I'd love to be looked after. So that kind of culture for me was very terrifying. So I stick in my lane. I make my boxes. I'm nice to people.
Yep.
Chuck on that blindfold and
chuck that blindfold and
hand out a little something.
Yeah.
You know, the flops and the pricks are artistic families. You know, we create and we put beauty into the world, but we're not very sporty. We're not very physical, you know? Luca, do you think you know the answer? I feel like, you know.
I don't think I do. I like sports, big sports guy. I don't. What's the question? Modern Olympics, other than Greece.
What country's never missed one? So, like, never I guess. Missed. I guess, like, there was all those times that people have boycotted.
Yeah, right.
You know, so who showed up? Even though it was Hitler putting on the show.
Wow.
You know, who never misses a sporting opportunity is
I'm
basically
I'm going to say maybe Italy. It's a very old Italy? Country mm-hmm. and they do not mind a bit of fascism.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Here we go again. Yeah.
And those two facts combined mean you've never missed a modern day Olympics.
Yeah.
Question number five. A man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage has accidentally smashed his car into the country's oldest what?
Woman.
That question again. A man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage has accidentally smashed his car into Japan's oldest what?
Wow. What a way to quit your
Have
job.
You ever been to Japan, prick? Did you go on any sort of school trips or TAFE trips? Do they do excursions at TAFE?
Yeah. We do all sorts of excursions. We love getting out of the workshop. There's mm-hmm. a lot of inspiration out there. Everywhere you look, there's something that's been made. So we get out, we say, look, there. We look around the room. There's a chair, there's a table. I'm overloaded. Yeah.
And you're doing a diploma in making stuff, are you?
In making stuff, yeah. Building, making, constructing. Mm-hmm. Having all the right things to go wherever you need it.
Great.
Yeah.
And is that the course pitch, is it?
Yeah. You just get in there. It's a lot of improv. It's a lot of like a carpentry course, but it's improv. It's like jazz in there, you know what I mean? Mm. We flick on the Mozart, we put our blindfolds on, and we build.
Sounds like I'd hate improv.
Yeah.
But a man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage has actually smashed his car into the country's oldest what? Have you ever travelled, Daryl? Have you got overseas?
Oh, I've been to Bali. With my
beautiful
wife.
Beautiful country, isn't it?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I've Kuta never Beach. Had so many tiny Glorious. Little fish eating off dead skin on my feet.
One would hope not.
I've had a few, but never as many as in Bali.
No, never as. You can't get... See, it's the type of fish that they have over there. Mm. They're specially trained to eat dead skin.
Are they trained?
Absolutely, yeah. Fish are very smart, Karen, actually.
Oh, I didn't know
Smarter
that.
Smarter than us, I would say.
They have the closest intelligence to human beings, fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we evolved from them just like lizards. Anyway, I think that...
Perhaps the closest to yours, prick, but I'm not sure it's more universal than that.
Oh, that's a dig.
What?
A man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage has accidentally smashed his car into the country's oldest what? Luca Muller?
I'll say bus stop.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know all the answers?
He's a very smart
just
man.
Just pulling him out the of
the guesses at this stage. Question number six. The new advertising campaign for Tourism Australia features which Australian actor as a kangaroo and which American actor as a unicorn? A second unicorn question.
Whoa,
in the same
whoa,
quiz.
Whoa. Big unicorn day.
So Tourism Australia's got a new Where the Bloody Hell Are Ya campaign. Right. And there's an Australian actor as a toy kangaroo, an American actor as a unicorn.
Interesting.
Who are they?
I'm going to say, I know that Shaquille O'Neal was in the country recently. It was big news.
Oh, yeah.
That feels like the kind of person that they would shoot for.
As a unicorn.
Shaq to dress up as a unicorn. He will do anything for money, that guy.
Oh, yeah? What's he done in the past?
Every single gambling agency in the whole world.
Fuck, Americans love an Australian gambling ad.
So much, yeah. They can just pop over, and I guess it's maybe a little bit out of the eyesight of their home country. Or whatever, and just make so much cash on,
on points bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I am a sports fan, but not a gambler at all those things are just locked into my brain, and I will never do anything with the information, but I know all the fucking companies, and I wish I did.
Yeah, they're always advertising. Dude, are you a gambler, prick?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Seems or are you like a problem gambler, story. Prick?
You go to the pub, you get a drink. Say to your mates, let's live our lives. We're all alive. You know what I'm talking about. You're watching the horses frolic about. They're having a great day.
Are they?
The little gentleman. they're chasing stuff, and the gentleman on top seemed to be really having a real good go of it. And I was like, they probably deserve a tip.
Oh, that's not. No. Oh, no. So you're not tipping the little guy on top of the horse. So you're sort of betting on who will win. So if you put money on the guy in the yellow and black crosshatch.
He's a great one.
You're hoping that he wins so that you might get some money back.
I've tried explaining this to him before, currently.
Oh, okay. Shaquille O'Neal?
I'm going to say Shaquille O'Neal and Rebel Wilson. I think that would be a great ad.
She's everywhere, isn't she?
She's bloody everywhere.
She's doing it all.
If I was overseas and I saw those two in an ad, I'd be like, I've got to fucking get down under right now.
What is Sting's real name?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh.
The wrestler or the musician?
The musician. What is the musician Sting's real name? Sting's another mononym. How do you feel? You're not a big fan of Madonna, but Sting, what do you think of Sting?
He's a hero.
He's a hero of yours, is he, prick?
Yeah.
Do you know who Sting is? The musician in The Police.
Was he really? He had a career beforehand, did he? Wow. Good on him, I say.
What is Sting's real name? This must be absolutely in your wheelhouse, Daryl, a bit of Sting on the radio.
Yeah, look.
Every breath you take.
I've heard of him before, and I have listened to some of his work. But I'm a bit of a softy at heart.
Yeah,
Sting's a little too hard for me, actually. But I think maybe his name is Mr. Bumblebee, potentially.
Mr. Bumblebee,
Wasp King, Hornet the Third. You know, those could be his initial names.
To me, this sounds a little bit like the lady doth protest too much, and so I think Sting's real name is Daryl Slop. Maybe we've got a fooler in our midst.
Yeah.
You're acting like you don't know Sting. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm an Australian man.
Okay.
I'm an Australian man who has never guest starred on Only Murders in the Building. Ever. Okay. I don't even know what that is because I don't watch television.
Okay, would you like to put Daryl Slop?
Yes, please.
I'll put Daryl Slop.
Lock Dear it God. In.
Question number eight.
Yes, please.
Why is the crocodile the symbol for Lacoste?
Ooh.
Why is the crocodile the symbol for Lacoste?
Great
is
that question.
That's the shirts and the...
Yeah, the little polo shirts with the little crocodile on there, and they do shoes. And I think tennis gear.
I think it's tennis gear.
They do. I feel like this is a pure guess. I don't know what you think of this. Maybe it was created in, even though it sounds French, maybe it was created in Florida or something like that, where they have crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of homage to the home state, something like that, maybe.
Home state for Lacoste.
Yeah.
Florida, you reckon?
I'll say so.
Who recently bought conservative social media app Parler? Who recently bought conservative social media app Paler?
I know the answer to this.
Oh.
I do.
Oh.
Straight up, straight away. Are you on social media at all, Daryl? Or is this something that you're fundamentally against?
No,
the
yeah.
The girls must be on social. Are they on TikTok? Or?
Yeah, the girls have everything, and, mm-hmm. I support them in their choice to do that.
Everything. So what? I mean, what's on that list?
We've got, of course, LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Number Napster, one, the go-to. Napster, yes.
MySpace.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Grindr? You on Grindr?
I did a stint on Grindr. Lots of lovely gentlemen on there sending me, showing me all sorts of...
They would have loved your name on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got lots of responses, actually. Very busy traffic over there on Grindr.
Vanished back to Grindr. I think it's Kanye West.
You think it's Kanye West?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Do you know what that story is?
That's like the...
Can you go on Twitter and... Yeah. Say some racist things.
Yeah, he said he was going to go DEFCON. Well, this was actually, I'm not 100% quoting it, but this is vaguely what he said. I'm a little sleepy right now, but when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people.
Wow.
Jesus.
The best part of that is the sleepy part.
Yeah.
I need a little nappy noo-noo, but when I wake up, I'm going to be very anti-Semitic.
Got some big plans.
Do not even talk to me before I've had my coffee. Otherwise, I will go DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people.
And I think he got banned from Twitter.
From Twitter and Instagram for various unhinged out.
And so he just bought outlets. His own.
And so he bought, yeah, Parler. I don't know how it's pronounced, which is essentially the social media that popped up when Trump got kicked off all the other ones.
Mm.
And I don't think many people even use it. It's a totally worthless acquisition and he's in a bad place.
An exciting future for Ye.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Not Kanye West bought it. Ye bought it. Yep.
Question number 10. Final question. When I first read this, I thought it was a bit easy, but I'm not sure. Before Joe Biden, who was the president of the United States?
Well, there were so many that were before him. Do I have to name them all?
I think they mean who was the immediate president before Joe Biden. Who was the president of the United States?
That's tough. He's one of the least notable and least memorable presidents there ever was.
Yeah, I'd love to meet the person that missed this. Before Joe Biden, who was the president of the United States?
I remember that there were those Bush twins.
Bush, the Bush guys.
The Bush twins, the older twin and the younger twin.
Yeah.
Two Bushes, one cup. The cup being, of course, the seat of the president. So then there was someone else who was a happy man who made everyone excited. And then there was some piece of ham, I think. He was, right?
There was a piece of ham with some fairy floss on his head, I think. He was a very strange gentleman.
I think we'd be safe to lock in a glazed ham with fairy floss atop its glazed head.
That's an option available to you, Luca.
Yes. No? I'll put that / Donald J. Trump.
It is, yes.
The 45th president of the United States of America, baby.
That was incredible. It was like he was in the room.
Thank you so much.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, Luca?
There was a couple that were good and then there was a bunch of other ones as well.
Mm.
I'd say.
I reckon the first one was good.
Yeah. And then some other stuff happened and here we are. But Daryl and Prick, thank you for your contributions. You said you were bad at trivia, the lead into this, but I think you went okay.
Well, I feel quite exhilarated, to be honest. I'm ready to go run around for a little while, I think.
You got the zoomies.
Oh, I got the zoomies. I got the zoomies, mate. You watch me go. I'm quick.
Whoa, look
out. Because you got barely any hair on your body. You slick like a dolphin.
You're watching those horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm very, 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 very slick. I'm slick around town.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Question number one was, what animal is the national animal of Scotland? Yes. You said unicorn, and it's unicorn.
Yay. What? How cool is that?
Whoa.
Fun. They actually have them over there. They don't talk about that, but they do.
Question really? Number two. Yeah. Name the five Bronte sisters. Ooh, you said boy. Emily, Charlotte, Fandango, Portia, and Fashion-a-doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Close. It's Emily, Charlotte, Elizabeth, Anne, and Maria.
So close. So bloody close.
Nearly had them.
No point there. The American band that originally featured Father John Misty on the drums was not Hanson. It's not Fleet Foxes.
I feel like a fool.
Along with Greece, the only other country to have never missed a modern day Olympics is Australia.
Oh, shit.
Not Italy.
Oh, my God.
Not an old country. And, well, a little bit prone to fascism. Yeah. But
not anymore. Fixed it. The man whose job it is to help preserve Japan's cultural heritage accidentally smashed his car into the country's oldest toilet.
Oh, sure. What?
From the 15th century.
How?
Not bus stop.
What's he doing in there?
I think he was reversing. The new advertising campaign for Tourism Australia features an Australian actor as a kangaroo and an American actor as a unicorn. You said Shaquille O'Neal and Rebel Wilson. But it's Will Arnett and Rose Byrne.
Well.
Sting's real name is?
Sing us a song, mate.
I've been here the whole time, but I refuse to speak in my natural voice. It is me, Sting, okay?
Well, it's so good to have Gordon Sumner here with us today.
Oh, God, I hate my name.
The crocodile is the symbol for Lacoste because it's the nickname of the founder, Rene Lacoste, who's a tennis player.
Dang it.
Not because Lacoste is from Florida. Kanye West recently bought conservative social media app Parler.
Mm-hmm.
And before Joe Biden, the president of the United States was Donald J. Trump, giving you 3 out of 10.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's not fantastic. Bad.
Top and tailed as well, bookended with success.
Unfortunately, absolutely no thanks to you, prick. I'm not sure you contributed to any of the answers there, but thank you for being here anyway.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, prick.
It's good to have like a cheerleader, just like down at 3F, 3R.
Yeah, honestly. I haven't been annoying, have I?
No, not at all.
Okay. No, you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Do you have who's your favourite broadcaster on 3F3R down there? Anyone who's broadcasting down in Frankston?
Yeah, my favourite broadcaster is Alan Campbell. Alan Campbell.
Love Alan.
Campbell.
Yeah, he talks about dust.
Does he?
Yes. Lots of different kinds.
Beautiful. And does Alan broadcast alone, or is there anyone else who broadcasts
completely by himself?
Completely by himself.
Yep. If anyone else is in there with him,
What happened to his old partner, Doug?
Yeah. What happened to him? Do you remember he used to be on the radio with somebody else?
Oh yeah, Doug. Yeah.
Did they ever falling out or something? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think
What's
so.
What's he up to now, that guy?
Well, Doug, he's doing some things. Yeah, he's doing some fun things at the moment. He's around town. He's around Melbourne.
Nice.
Performing comedy and he's
what's his name again?
Dougie Baldwin.
Nice.
Dougie Baldwin is his name.
Are you a fan? Are you, prick?
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He has a brilliant character show at the moment that's just wrapped up. And you can't see it anymore.
Wow, that's a shame.
But you can follow him on the socials or something.
Yeah, you might be able to follow
him. Yeah, follow socials. Mind there you go. This is the show. It'll come out again. And Limbo Comedy. Look that up. It's a good night.
Oh, you're a big fan. You know all the facts.
Yeah. He's
seen him a couple of times.
Oh, he's
have us. You, prick?
Yeah. I'm always in the front. He always points at me. But before any show starts, he looks at me and goes, "There you are." Here I am.
So what a hell of a performer.
It's good to have a cheerleader at a show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, prick.
Thank you.
With 3 C's. And Daryl Slop, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate.
That's great. And so it's just Shelby, Shelley, Shelf Legend, Bookshelf, your daughters?
Yeah. And they...
Shelley, is that the real name? That sounds like a nickname.
It is actually a nickname, yeah. She's she goes by that because, you know, she wanted to stick to my family name. But she actually has – her real name is also alliterative. Her name is Ashley Appap.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and that's – it's funny. It's funny to her because she thinks that – she said that her Instagram handle is Ashley Crapapp, and she thinks that's funny because it's related to poo, and I told her, let's be a lady, you know.
Yeah.
Have your thoughts and have your feelings about things, but let's try and rate it in.
Well, I can understand why she wanted to change her name. It must be, like, difficult being in entertainment when your father is Sting.
Exactly, and that was part of it, and she knows that I've worked hard to have this secret life to make things easier for her, but she just
adopted my fake stage name. But yeah, she's doing her thing, you know, and she does have to fill in her forms for everything as her real name. So that any casting directors out there, anyone that works at the VCA, her name is Ashley Appap. She's open to doing, you know, she actually does a whole bunch of different stuff. She's really mainly doing comedy writing. But she's doing good work out there. And I would say, you know, you could follow her on the internet. Not that I know how, really.
Mm. Well, Sting, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And Luca Muller, congratulations. 3 out of 10.
Thank you. What a thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Hey, what are you're on Comedy-ish coming up soon at Comedy Republic.
Yeah. What's that, 12th and 13th of November, I believe.
Doing some new material there. There's a whole festival at Comedy Republic. What else you got going on?
Yep, that'll be good.
Always. You got a podcast in this current app that we're in right now?
Yes, indeed. A couple podcasts, Ooh Spooky and Nay Yay Show.
I think just the way you say Ooh Spooky is great.
Ooh Spooky.
Because you sort of run over the sort of hauntingness of the ooh.
It's called Ooh Spooky. There's nothing that spooky about it.
I was scared.
Sorry, Daryl.
No, it's right.
I mean, Gordon. But yeah, listen to those. They're always a bloody fun time. And yeah, thanks, Karen.
Pleasure, Matt. This is Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.